Now, on July the 3rd, 1988, a U.S. warship shot down an Iranian airliner over the Persian Gulf, killing all 290 people on board, including 66 children. Iran is marking the 27th anniversary of that tragic incident. Iran's foreign ministry has issued a statement on the occasion while offering condolences to families of victims. The statement condemned the attack on the Iranian Airbus as, quote, a gross violation of international law by the U.S. The foreign ministry described the incident as an example of state terrorism supported by the U.S. government. The statement noted that the U.S. attack on the passenger plane will never be erased from the memory of the Iranian nation and that it further shows the false nature of Washington's claims about human rights.
The U.S. brought on one of the deadliest disasters in aviation history by shooting down an Iranian passenger plane in 1988. Iran Air Flight 655 was a civilian passenger flight en route from Tehran to Dubai. It was on its usual flight path on July 3rd when it was shot down by the United States Navy-guided missile cruiser USS Vincennes. The incident took place in Iranian airspace over the country's territorial waters in the Persian Gulf. Vincennes destroyed the Iranian Airbus A300 by firing two surface-to-air missiles. One of the missiles hit the airliner, which exploded and fell in fragments into the water. All 290 people on board lost their lives, including 66 children. Nearly three decades on, the tragedy still has the highest death toll of any aviation incident in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. government worked hard to justify the event. Washington claimed that the crew of Vincennes incorrectly identified the Iranian airliner as attacking F-14 fighter aircraft. The then U.S. Vice President George H.W. Bush in the Reagan administration defended the tragedy as a wartime incident and said American crew had acted appropriately to the situation. However, Vincennes' own Aegis combat system recorded that radio transmitter of the Iranian airliner was squawking on the civilian code only. It also recorded that at the time of the incident, the Iranian aircraft was climbing, not descending, as in an attack run. The Iranian government rejected the U.S. claims that the incident was an accident. Tehran said the attack amounted to international crime, was an atrocity, and a massacre. Iran said the U.S. cruiser negligently shot down the civilian aircraft. It also said the U.S. did not have the right to shoot down the airliner as it was flying within Iranian airspace and did not follow a path that was considered an attack profile. The U.S. only expressed regret over the attack. In February 1996, Washington agreed to pay more than $61 million in settlement to discontinue a case brought by Tehran in the International Court of Justice. The U.S. maintained that the compensation was not a legal duty and was only based on an ex gratia. Nearly three decades on, the United States has remained defiant to acknowledge any wrongdoing and never apologized to Iran over the attack that took so many civilian lives, including that of Iranian children. The U.S. even awarded the men of the Vincennes with Captain William Rogers awarded for his meritorious conduct in the performance of outstanding service as commanding officer.